Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care Radio. We're talking more Hillmounts Academy basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' head coach and Luke Knoll. Brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, the playoffs are here. It is hard to believe how fast this season has gone, but I just want to get your quick thought and assessment on the regular season as a whole. Certainly you guys had some high expectations coming in. You guys go 16-7 in the regular season, 7-3, beg your pardon, in the league, 9-4 out of league games. Just a quality, you know, season across the board, setting yourself up with a top five finish in the sub-state. So we'll talk about the matchup here in a bit, but again, 16 wins, I think quality across the board. How would you assess this 25-26 regular season?
Yeah, I think when we step back and look at it, we can be pretty proud of the season we had. I mean, even the games that we fell in, I mean, a lot of those were one or two possession games that could have went the other way, and then we had some wins that could have went the other way. So we did a lot of things really well this year, and I think when they reflect on it, the girls can be really proud of the season they had. But obviously, your postseason is what everybody remembers, so it'll be fun to see how that shakes out. But overall, I thought we had a really good year. I mean, our upperclassmen have now been in the upper part of the league for the last several consecutive years, so that's been kind of fun and something they can hang their hat on eventually. But they should be really proud of the year they had.
Mention the upperclassmen. Talk about that senior class. So many good pieces there. I mean, what has it meant, you know, for you and your coaches to kind of watch this senior class grow, not just this year but in years past, and just really kind of, you know, making this girls' basketball program a pretty steady force in the Northeast Kansas League?
Yeah, we had kind of a unique situation with our senior class. I mean, on one hand, we had 17 seniors, which was fun. So that's always great when you can have an old team. But on the other hand, only two of those seniors were four-year players. So some seniors came out late and a couple were injured. And so we kind of had a unique transition there. But it's nice having an old team. And then the two seniors that have been here for 4 years with Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody, I mean, they've been contributors for 4 years as well. So that's been fun to see their growth and see kind of where they led this program and team. So, I mean, they put together four winning seasons, which was the first time in school history. So they could be proud of that. They kind of really turned some things around and made us really competitive. So, but yeah, whenever you have an old team, that helps so many things. So that's always fun.
Coach, you get the 4 seed in the sub-state. You get 13 seed Northern Heights in the opening round. You guys are hosting on Thursday night at 6 p.m. You know, not just Northern Heights specifically, just how do you feel like the overall bracket is shaken up? You know, you could see, well, if you win, you're going to see a league opponent, either Horton or Valley Falls in the next round, but either way, how do you like the bracket, how it shaked out with Northern Heights being your opening round opponent here?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, you're looking at all these scenarios as the final week or two of the season's coming down and who you could play first round and who could end up in your bracket. So that's always kind of a fun for coaches to do on the side. So, I mean, the interesting thing with our bracket, the way it fell, I mean, actually, in our volleyball sub-state, the first team our girls played was Northern Heights at Moore Hill. So that was kind of fun that that kind of, with being that we share so many athletes, it turned out just like volleyball first round is that's going to be our first round opponent. And, you know, we hope we can do what volleyball did and winning that first round game and like potentially getting a league opponent in the second round is rare. We haven't had that happen in a while. So that getting somebody you're familiar with would be fun in round two. But, yeah, you never know what could happen. And we're fortunate that we would get the opportunity to have two home games should we win the first round. So we're thankful that our regular season put us in that position for sure.
What can you tell us about Northern Heights? I mean, again, kind of a non-familiar opponent, although you mentioned, you know, you had an opportunity, some of these girls on the volleyball court in the fall, to see them in that first round of the playoffs as well. But, you know, as far as, you know, diving into the, you know, the preparation and the tape, you know, what can you tell us about Northern Heights and what is it going to take to get a win and move on here in the postseason?
Yeah, the coach has been preparing for them for a few days now. But then yesterday as a team after practice, we got to kind of watch them together in their most recent games. I mean, they're really guard-heavy oriented team. They play fast. They like to press. They like to get out and play man in the half court. So these are things that we're trying to get ready for a little bit. It's not a little bit different than the teams we've seen recently and just the style of play they have. Very guard-oriented. So we're going to look to take advantage of some size inside and some rebounding opportunities. But they definitely play hard. They play fearless. They're aggressive. So that'll be kind of a fun matchup. And it's always a unique situation when you just have the one girls game on a single night and how you prepare. So we're coming in, you know, for a light team dinner and then we'll watch a little more film right before the game and kind of talk together. But without having those JV games and the boys games, it's just kind of a different routine of a day. So we'll try getting kind of a settled routine here tomorrow and be ready to go for that first round. But it's always fun when you're in the win or go home opportunities, and I hope the girls are ready for it.
You're right. Win or go home. It's that time of the year. Playoffs are here on the high school basketball floor. Luke Knoll joining us again, Moore Hillmounts Academy Girls basketball coach, the 4 seed in the sub-state. They host 13 seed Northern Heights Thursday night, 6 o'clock, and then semifinal round game would be next Tuesday if they're able to make a championship game next Friday, March 6th, which will be played at Mission Valley. Coach, thanks again for joining us all season long. Good luck here in the postseason, and hopefully we'll be in touch soon. Thanks again.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.